Chapter 3, Marmalade. Roger's day had slipped from good to bad. It had been 30 long minutes since the barber had fired him. The barber said that Roger was not cut out to work in the barbershop. He had listed 4 big mistakes that Roger had made. Roger was careless. He got distracted. He didn't follow instructions. He didn't ask for help. Roger paused for a breath. He had not stopped running since he left. The barber's angry words seemed even louder when he slowed down and he felt worse. He remembered what Granddad Tim had said. He could learn to trim whiskers and brush fur. No talent needed. How wrong Granddad was. It took a lot of talent to be a good barber. That's what the barber had told him. Roger could not run anymore. His legs shook. Maybe if he drank some water, he would feel better. There was a tiny creek in the woods. He headed towards it. He needed a cool, clear drink of water. Instead, he found that someone had tramped for the creek. The water was a muddy brown. There were deep boot prints in the soft dirt. This was the worst day ever. If he wanted clean water, he would have to find a water bucket in the barn now. He sighed. He dragged his tail to the barn. After a long drink, he splashed cold water on his hot face and ears. Then he climbed up to the loft. Now he stood on the highest rafter in the barn. Sunset stained the sky pink and red. He dashed a paw across his eyes. What a bad day. He jumped off a rafter onto a hay bale. What should he do next? He didn't want to go home and tell his parents. They would just feel sad. They would feel sad too. He jumped from the hay to the floor. That's when he knew something was wrong. Instead of landing on wood, his feet hit something soft. Something warm. Something that said, "Ugh!" Roger had jumped right on the marmalade. For a second, Roger's heart stopped. Then it hammered in his chest so hard that it shook him. He tried to run, but the cat curled and paw around Roger and held him. This was the end. He was dead. He was going to be cat food. A tiny squeak came out of Roger's throat. Then he went limp. The cat peered at him. Her big green eyes glowed in the dark loft. "Why are you here?" she asked Roger. "Aren't you a house rat?" Roger went, he said, I'm in trouble?" asked the cat. "Yes." "And alone?" "Yes." "And scared?" ended the cat. Roger licked his dry lips. "Please," said Whisper, "please eat me quickly." "Eat you?" said the cat. She sounded shocked. "Why would I want to eat you? Don't you eat rats?" "Oh, no," said the cat. She opened her paw so that Roger was free. "I'm a pescatarian." "What's that?" "I only eat fish," explained the cat. "Or sometimes I drink milk." "Eat rats, bleh." Roger Roger couldn't think of anything to say. He had never felt so surprised. "But don't you hunt rodents?" he asked. "Oh, I have to look busy when the Johnsons are watching," Marmalade agreed. "They are my people. They want me to catch pests. But I never hurt any animal. That would be mean." "Oh," said Roger. Couldn't think of anything else to say. "So why are you in trouble?" asked the cat. She sat up. Her tail curled over her snowy paws. "I just lost my job," said Roger sadly. "And I don't have any talents. Both of those problems can be fixed, can't they?" asked the cat. Roger sighed. "Not if you are me." "Well, if I can't help you, maybe you can help me. I have a problem." Roger felt curious. He was about to find out what kind of problems a cat might have.